it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Chicago! Welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island, the official beer of CHGO. By one of their Chicago locations at gooseisland.com/locations. What's up, everyone? Welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast. Kevin Kadick, head of content at CHGO. She's back. Casey Sandahar.
Hello.
Karma's here again.
Can I get the same enthusiasm that she gets?
When
the hell
I'm back,
is this?
It's a big deal.
We're a little bit more excited for Casey.
I get it.
Somewhat excited about Law being behind the board.
Everybody
kind
loves.
Kind of mid excited on you, Carm. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's okay. I get it.
It's a weird feeling here in the building.
I'm so excited to be with Carm again.
So it's
there
a
it
weird
is.
Weather outside. It's overcast. The Bears are 0-3. The Cubs are just swirling the drain right now. We do have Connor Bedard, so I did have to wear the Connor Bedard obvious shirt today to get pumped up for that, because I am pumped up for that. He's going to be playing at the United Center.
So, all right, since you just did all that, my favorite day of the year is when we spring forward. Like, we made it through winter.
Okay.
It's the middle of March. Summer's coming. Baseball both sides of town. Days are getting longer. Summer's here. Yeah. I'm on my way to Camp Nibagamon, or if you ask Greg, Camp Nibagayman. All that is on my head.
Rags is canceled.
The worst day of the year for me is fall back.
That's not for another month.
I know.
That's like November 4th or 5th.
Right, but it's coming. But I get through that because I get excited because wintertime, I just spend a lot of time at the United Center, which gets me through the winter. I love
being at the UC.
I love being at the UC.
Are you going tonight?
I'm not going tonight.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not going tonight.
Because he's going to be watching The Golden Bachelor.
Excuse me?
You're going to be watching The Golden Bachelor. That's why you're not going to the UC.
Is that a television show?
Yes. You should be The Golden Bachelor.
I thought it was called Old Bachelor. That's what I just tweeted out. You're starting an old bachelor pool.
Wait, what's The Golden Bachelor?
Okay, this man is 73 years old.
I'm not.
And I'm joking. And he is looking for love again. It's like the regular Bachelor, but he's looking for love after his wife had passed. And so all the contestants on the show for the first time ever are in their 60s, 70s.
That's adorable.
It's going to be great.
That's adorable.
And we're going to do a league. And everyone should join.
God forbid, Casey, when you get married and then let's just say hypothetically, horribly, you're a widow at 70. You think you'd get back out there?
I would go on the show.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go on this show?
I could go on it now. I'm kidding. But maybe.
So does this pool cost money? What do? You just pick one of the bachelorettes?
I think you have to, like, pick your top
You don't even
point.
Know? You're organizing the pool and you don't know?
Well, Emma's working on
Are
it. That's part of her job.
Are using Splash Sports? Shout out to Splash Sports?
No, it's not that. I think you pick, like, your top 25, and then you pick each week how it breaks down, like, who gets eliminated.
I'm not paying any attention to the show, nor do I want to pay attention to the show, so I will not be joining the pool, Casey.
Sad.
Sorry.
Sad. If you're in the comments are going to watch The Golden Bachelor.
And you're interested.
While you watch Thursday Night Football, let us know.
That's a lot going on tonight.
It's a lot going
that
on.
That is a
Blackhawks,
hard pass
Lions,
for me.
Packers, Golden Bachelor.
I'm into it.
And make sure you join us at the CHGO Bears tailgate this Sunday morning starting at 7:30, corner of Wabash and Cermak. It's going to be a lot of fun. Athletes First Winnebago is out there. And
I mean, that's not – who that's great and all, but like, we're going to be there.
We're going to be
like,
there.
Does a Winnebago make you want to go?
And DNVR Broncos is going to be there. Everyone's going to be there. So if you're not there, you're missing out.
Yes.
I've heard from some fellow Chicago media members who I'm not at liberty to name yet. They're also joining.
Ooh, can I guess?
Oh, the diehards want to know.
Can I guess?
I said I'm not at liberty to know.
Is it Lou Kanellis, Carm's guy?
If we're lucky.
It's definitely not Lou Kanellis.
Chet Kopic,
Chet Kopic has unfortunately passed away.
Well, maybe the ghost of Chet Kopic will be there in the Winnebago.
Braggs just said Chet Kopic, and I don't think that Braggs knew that Chet was past us.
Why are you standing behind me? Get away from me. What do you want?
Grobber is with us right now. I can feel his presence. I do. I feel you, Les. Yeah. You are having a hard time up there, buddy.
Montana Shy says, hey, you guys going to do anything for Bulls and Hawks games, like takeovers or anything? Yes. In fact, we have already announced two Hawks takeovers, the second of which is, I think, sold out. But there's a Hawks takeover on November 4th, right before that clock jumping activity for you. Hit
that night.
I think they're playing Florida.
So who cares?
Pretty good. Well, Florida's a good team.
I know, but Bedard, you're not thinking about who they're playing. You're coming to hang.
Well, you want to see how he measures up against good competition.
Sure, sure.
So, but hit that up. Bulls takeovers we'll be announcing soon. I'm not sure if we've nailed down the dates yet. But
yeah, we get to see Giannis and Dame together or what?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'll be an expensive ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, speaking of Chicago media members who are alive and well, and Law will appreciate that this week's winner is alive and well. But this week's Taking Care of Business Award winner, powered by ComEd, goes to our guy, Jarrett Payton of Chicago's very own WGN.
JP.
For understanding the assignment and coming through. He was a guest at Arrowhead Stadium of the actor Eric Stone Street and somehow found himself in a tunnel where Travis Kelce came by with his new girlfriend. Forget her name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some girl.
But he was able to get the shot and then send it out to the world without extracting any money from TMZ. That's how good of a guy Jarrett Payton is. He
doesn't
even want anyone.
Do you think he regrets it?
I don't know.
I think he said he didn't. I thought I saw that somewhere that he replied to someone on the old Bird app and said that no, he didn't. I personally, 1,000,000% would have extorted TMZ for as much money as possible.
Someone just sold pictures to TMZ of Taylor sitting on Travis's lap at the after party.
That.
And her arm was around. Yeah. So.
Jarrett did the Lord's work. He really did.
I am obviously apparently not that intelligent. You're telling me that he could have sold that?
I think so.
TMZ probably would have paid him for that.
Really?
But in his defense.
Just walking together?
I mean.
Yeah, because no one knew if they were actually going to leave together or not. That was like the moment that people were waiting to know about.
Now, was he the only person to have that?
I know one person that did.
In the midst of negotiation with TMZ.
Nicholas Moriano certainly didn't have it. I know that. I asked him to do that. I said, you don't get on the plane back to Chicago unless you get that video. And what did he do?
He came back.
He came back without it.
Without the video.
It's a bad job.
Not great.
It's a bad job.
I don't. In Nick's defense,
nope.
I think that was not a journalism area. That's accredited media.
Disagree.
Jarrett wasn't there because he was a member of the media.
I mean, looked like the bowels of Arrowhead Stadium to me.
And because he's...
Anyway, shout out to Jarrett. Not a shout out to any of the Chicago athletes who did not put up a performance worthy of the Taking Care of Business Award.
Sad.
Hey, at least everyone's alive this week.
Did you? I don't know if you heard CHGO Bears earlier today, either of you. But did you agree with my hope that the fans, along the lines of what you're talking about, Kevin, nobody doing anything, that they don't boo Justin Fields this coming Sunday?
I think it's going to be more of a general booing. I don't think it's going to be. It's not targeted towards Justin Fields.
I don't think anyone's going to boo yet.
Oh, they're booing.
They already booed in week one.
They're booing. There's going to be boos. I'm just saying.
Who?
They were booing when they were losing to the Packers.
If he throws a pick, they're going to boo the living daylights out of it. And I'm saying, just listen. If they call a run play on 3rd and 10, go ahead and boo. If the defense can't get a stop, feel free, fire away.
Why are we calling? Why are we booing for a run play on 3rd and 10?
Because they need to throw the football.
But they are risking picks at this point.
Well, you have to live your life full in. You gotta make all the. You don't go to you know, the burger place and get the grilled cheese. You get the grilled cheese at the market down the street. That's how you, Casey, it's like a 6-year-old. So this is, so if you go to the burger place, you get the burger. You don't get the grilled cheese. All right. Right?
When you order the grilled cheese, do they slice up apples for you?
No. Everyone here gets the grilled cheese. Why am I the only one that's getting picked on for it?
Because after you get the grilled
cheese. Here's a cup
Lawrence
of milk
gets
with
the grilled
lid.
Cheese.
But I get
Lawrence
it with
eats
cheddar.
Like a kid, too.
I get it with cheddar.
Until they say no, and they say screw you and don't give you cheddar.
Well, yeah, that is true. They do screw me over and just decide to, I say, can I have cheddar? And then suddenly they just say, yeah, they say yes. And then they just put American cheese on it.
Yeah.
Because the woman just is like blank face, doesn't care. Thanks, lady. Much appreciated.
Well, as we get into our Bears portion of the show, I thought we would lead with this TikTok that I only saw this morning. I think it's been around for a while. I could not stop watching it this because it's basically been my inner monologue for the past 38 years. This little kid, I don't know where he's from, just going nuts after a Bears loss.
Stop it, taking everyone! Turn this off! I'm getting frustrated! Bears, I don't work!
The second Republican primary debate on Fox Business, Dan Perino.
To get a win! 5 days!
27th at 9 Eastern and simulcasting on Fox News Channel.
Okay, Lawrence feels bad for this kid and thinks it's mean that
his parent,
I think it's hilarious. I mean, and he's a little brat. He deserves to be grounded for
he's
that.
He's not a brat. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but like, there's nothing.
This is what I feel like every time the Bears lose a game.
Stick to your guns. Don't
the
come up.
The way he threw a fit, I would be like, go to your room.
That's great, kids, all. Why are you filming it? I cannot stand when parents film
funny.
Their kids.
It's funny to film. It's hilarious.
No.
My kids throw fits over stuff much less trivial than the Bears losing a football game.
I don't want to think about that. Like, I don't want to see it again. That's horrible. I hate when my child is having a meltdown. It's the worst.
Lawrence, it's not like he was having a meltdown over something serious. He was crying over the Bears losing. And you're like, you feel bad for him?
You know where you are right now. Don't say that. This is the most serious thing on the planet. The Bears were losing.
Did you guys ever cry over the results of a sporting event when you were smaller?
Of course.
So my biggest one with
that. I
honestly, I would kill to have the video of Michael Jordan driving the baseline in about 1987. Goes up to dunk it. Paul McKeskey takes him out of midair.
Great.
Cracks him to the floor. Jordan lands sideways, stays on the floor, and young Carm, I sprint down the mezzanine at Old Chicago Stadium saying, as a 10-year-old, McKeskey, I'll fucking kill you. It was like life was.
You were older than 10 in 1987. I was 10 in 1987.
Okay, so I was 13. Let's go. I was 13.
Golden Bachelor.
Let's call it 13. Give me a 14.
You drove yourself to the Chicago Stadium. Yeah.
No, I did not. No, I absolutely did not. I'm red sweatpants, red sweatshirt, Bulls underwear, running down the thing, wanting to kill Paul McKeskey. I would love to see that video. If my parents had videoed that.
Law, did you ever cry over a sporting event when you were little?
I mean, probably. I mean, I definitely cried in 2015 when I was watching the Blackhawks grab the Stanley Cup.
Cried at the stadium?
Yeah, I was there.
That's a different kind of crying, though.
That was definitely a different kind of crying.
Not a tantrum.
That was a great crying. Did I ever have a tantrum about a football game? Probably. Why not?
I think I cried when Michael Jordan retired. 30th anniversary of that, by the way, is next week.
I didn't go to school for 3 days. I didn't. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
I bought every Tribune. I was like, because nobody knew that YouTube and all this stuff was coming. Like, I was like,
you thought you'd never see it again.
Yeah, I was videoing every Sports Center. I was in a bad state.
Aging Carm. This is his Golden Bachelor episode. Everything is just aging you.
You know, I lost my mom at 14. I think Jordan retiring might have been the hardest time of my life.
So, I'm not even going to go into that. Shout out to Marcos. What's up, Marcos? Good to see you. He says, what's up, CHO crew? Enjoying a nice Goose Island on this beautiful Thursday. What a time to be alive as a Chicago sports fan. It's one way to put it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. The nitty-gritty. When do the Chicago Bears get win number one? They're coming into an October where they've got 5 chances to do it.
Have you talked to Jake today?
No.
Okay.
If they don't do it this weekend, which is like should be a win,
mm-hmm.
like I think I got to check out.
though.
Mm. Well, I hate to tell you, but we'll be here every Sunday.
I got to find a new job. I'm just kidding. this one won't even feel good if we do get it, though.
I think it'll feel good enough.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So, for me, because I'm Mr. Positive, mm-hmm. this is a win-win Sunday. If they lose, the tank is on, if officially. And, okay, I'll lean into that. If they win, all right, well.
So, this is a pivotal game for you.
I think it's – the headline that we did on Tuesday or Monday or whatever it was, Judgment Day, I really think it is. Like, I you're either going to beat the Broncos and keep this thing alive, or if you lose to Denver – no one is going to listen to anything that you say. None of the players are going to want to say a word. Like, we are at, you have to win or else, like, everything officially is on the table.
Now, if they do win, we've only got a couple days to enjoy it because they go out to Washington on Thursday night.
Right.
Which, Washington, that defense.
I mean, if they win on Sunday, you're going to think they're going to beat the Commanders on Thursday. They lose on Sunday.
Do you?
I don't know, man. Washington beat Denver 35-33. So,
Washington beat the Bears last year at home.
Yeah, but that defense ain't the same right now.
And the Bears have gotten worse somehow.
Oh, well, the logical play right now sitting here at this moment, of course, is the Commanders. I'm just saying if the Bears put up a bunch of points.
I'll talk myself into a 2-3 October. I don't think that's out of the question.
So they'll be 2-6.
Especially with three home games on the docket.
They could win this game against Denver and then still fall apart the rest of the year.
Right,
and it could be like a false hope game. And that's what I'm afraid of.
This season is still all about the QB, though, right? Like, can you take a step forward or not? I mean, seriously, what else do we got?
Well, yes and no. But if you're a season and a half into a new GM and a new coach – yes, you have to see growth from Justin Fields, no question. But let's see something else from some of these other players that Ryan Poles has brought in here.
I agree.
And we haven't seen anything.
No, I got you. Like, as far as, like, the overall evaluation of the regime, that's all on the line. But – and you're – I mean, Kevin, you're right. I mean, look, can we see a step forward from Jervon Dexter, Zach Pickens – the entire secondary, can you stay on the field? Jaquan Brisker, let's get Kyler Gordon back and let's see him taking it. I mean, there's a zillion guys you can look at. Roshan, sure. Darnell Mooney, are you going to reappear? I mean, I love Darnell. I'm a huge – that guy's a phenomenal dude. If I was advising Darnell right now,
yeah,
don't be living large. Take care of your money because – your next huge contract is not on the way until we see something here. I would say the same thing to Fields. Like, I mean, he's probably got enough money to retire right now if he's doing smart things. But regardless, like, that $40 million contract, $50 million, whatever.
Probably not up
probably
there.
Not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Brian Schuster says, I have abandoned all hope. Jay Sanders says, I don't care about the defense. I'm okay if the offense puts up 30-plus. I'll be happy. Gaston says, we finna lose 31-6 against Denver.
Gaston, no, they're not.
Yeah.
They are not going to lose 31-6.
Do you think Gaston at least 10 points. Is from France? It's Gaston?
Gaston.
Yeah. Gaston. It's a guy from Beauty and the Beast.
Gaston.
Money shared.
Yeah.
I'd go to France.
So the party line out of House Hall this week has been, we're close. You feel like that's insulting, Carm?
I was so happy to hear Luke Getsy say today, like, are you guys close? I have no idea. Thank you. Close. I try to put everything in, like, dating terms. Like, I don't know.
Old bachelor terms.
You're on, like, your first date, and, like, she smiled at you. Like, it doesn't mean you're close.
There's like, one thing Carm knows, it's that.
You might have a ways to travel that may never get there. So, you know.
So Nick wrote a story today. Luke Getsy was saying, hey, I still see the Justin Fields that we saw his rookie season against Pittsburgh. I think it was a Monday night game, Sunday night game. He had his, like, through 291 yards. And Luke Getsy said he sees that. It's like, well, only thing I can think of is Luke Getsy wasn't Justin Fields' coordinator that game. Like,
yeah.
You want to talk about where things have gone downhill the last 2 years for Justin?
I mean, Matt Nagy's got something to stand on. Look what I did. He was cooking. If you his last three of his last four games with Nagy mm-hmm. were over 200 yards. He did not have back-to-back 200 yards last year, and he did it the first two games this season. But you know, we're back to 99. There's no way that you could even make an argument saying that he looks better now than he looked back then. He looked better then.
It's really startling to see like the. Someone did a graphic today of all the coaching records since Lovie Smith, and you know Lovie Smith was like 20 games over 500, got fired after a 10-6 season. Then you know, of course Trestman and John Fox were steps down. Then Matt Nagy is 34-31 above 500 because of that 2018 season, but they still had that 2018 season. And then you see Matt Eberflus 3-17. It's like, how is that even possible?
It's not great, Bob.
3-17 is crazy. Just crazy. And we've talked about it on the show before. It's hard to kind of really know how to reconcile last year because of the roster that he was given, which was built to lose, and it did lose.
No one's going to want to hear this one, but I'll give Eberflus some level of credit in it cannot be easy to be Matt Eberflus right now. When you go home at night in your dream job in your 50s, finally getting to be an NFL head coach, and you've lost 13 games in a row, and you've got to go up in front of the media, somehow be positive, say things like we're close, go into that locker room, try to sell something to guys who know damn well that this is not great. That's not an easy place. That's not an easy way to live life, even in your dream gig.
So he has not taken a lot of blame publicly, if any. And I sent you guys a clip over the weekend of Mike Ditka, this famous clip from the late 80s where he's saying, I picked these guys, it's on me. We have not heard that from Matt yet. How do you think he's internalizing any of this blame? Do you think he goes home and says, looking in the mirror, what's wrong with me?
He strikes me as a guy who really just believes in his process. And I'm doing everything I can. I'm coming in as hard as to work hard every day to try to get these guys up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go lift weights and put on a tight shirt and take a picture. And, you know, I don't know. I think that Matt Eberflus, and probably rightly so, can look himself in the mirror and, like, say, like, I'm doing everything I can. And I see you, Keith Riggle, with zero accountability is the shits way. Like, you can't blame him for the hits philosophy. They hired the hits philosophy. This guy walks around screaming hits philosophy, and Ryan Poles like, yeah, that's my guy. That's who he is. That's right. I mean, it's not something he made up when he got here. This is the dude. This is how he lives his life. And it's, you know, from his standpoint, it's carrying me all the way to being a head coach in the NFL making millions of dollars. I must be doing something right. Roster sucks. I'm sure he probably doesn't even think that. He's such a nice floose.
Casey, do you think he'll be gone if they lose against Denver and then Washington?
Floose?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they'll keep him through this season.
Because they're the Bears.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll get rid of him. I don't think he'll be gone right away.
Just guarantee the tank.
Is there any badge of honor in that? The Bears have never fired a coach in season. We don't win.
I was going to say, have they ever done that?
They've never done it.
That's why I think I didn't feel it.
There you go.
I didn't feel it coming on.
You didn't even know it, but you
sensed
it.
I didn't know it.
Yes. But like, is that something we should be proud of? We have never punted on a guy midstream. We are loyal at least to the end of the season.
I don't think it's something to be proud of. Like other teams make changes quickly and adjust. Why can't we?
No, it's not. It's like Notre Dame giving every coach basically 5 years. And
yeah.
Whether or not they deserve it.
Oh, yeah, except Tyron Whittingham.
Except Ty Whittingham.
No big deal.
Whatever happened to that guy, by the way?
You just touched on a nerve there. What was his name? Brian Kelly? Yeah. I didn't want to acknowledge that. Ah, oh, set the kid up on a scissor kick and he died and you kept your jig? Okay.
Flus is one of those guys, though. It's like, yeah, I mean, and the NFL's full of these guys. They get promoted to head coach. They can't do anything. And then they'll just go back to having a defensive coordinator job for the rest, you know.
I mean, look at Nagy. You guys are picking shit down there.
Yeah.
Calling plays, head coach in waiting. Whenever Andy Reid decides he doesn't want to do it anymore.
We'll still
get another job.
So, Casey, we know that you grew up a Browns fan.
Yes.
And they went through a period where they changed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still kind of in the middle of this, where they changed coaches like we changed T-shirts.
And they changed quarterbacks like we changed T-shirts.
Well, we're also familiar with that here, yeah. But that hasn't done anything for Cleveland.
No. It feels the same. It doesn't feel different at all from the fanhood that I grew up with. And that's sad. I don't like it.
It's like a well-worn shirt.
Yeah.
Real time, Gaston, Lawrence, look at this. Gaston, okay, I'm done being negative. Let's find some positives. Darnell Wright has looked good. Roshan is averaging over 5 yards per carry. What else? But, like, there we go. In the moment, you decided, Gaston, to make a shift. I don't know what that means for the Bears on Sunday, yeah. But I'm going to say that we are all shiftable human beings. We can change our thought process. We have that power.
And meanwhile, there's the ghost of Judah Tribe who's just being negative, so I'm putting him in timeout. Let's try to not be just a
not be negative.
Negative and unnecessary.
We want people who make us feel good about Chicago sports, like Rojo. Like Darnell Wright. Like hopefully Justin Fields this weekend. DJ Moore. You also know what makes us feel good?
Here, I knew there was a transition coming.
Sunnyside.
Here it is.
And tomorrow is another Sunnyside Summer Friday. I think technically not summer anymore, but we're going to tweak this in. The weather's still good. And Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. It is a place where all kinds of visitors are welcome to explore, discover, and purchase a wide array of high-quality products. Sunnyside has everything you need to elevate your football season, and no matter where you are on your cannabis journey, they offer easy online ordering and in-store pickup. They also offer a great transparent loyalty program called Sunnyside Rewards. It's our favorite dispensary, and there's so many locations all over the area. Make sure you hit up their website to find your closest one. Also, check out their house of brands like Mindy's, Good News, Cresco, High Supply, Floracal, Wonder. They all have great products and a variety of formats, from gummies to vape carts to
one-stop shop, baby. Let's go.
And you go up there, and the bud tenders, they'll help you through the entire process. They'll, you know, like, hey, this is kind of how you want, you know, or maybe this is better for your pain. That's how you do it.
It's the first time I've ever heard that, the bud tenders.
Bud tenders. You never heard that?
I never heard that.
You
That's
go in
awesome.
There, and they've got the tip jars. Just like a bartender.
Okay.
So they're tending buds. Anyway, through October 15th, head to sunnyside.shop and use code CHGO25 at checkout for 25% off your total order. One use per customer, not stackable with other promotions. That's not only for new customers. Anyone can use that code. Pick up everything you need to elevate your summer. Must be 21 plus or an Illinois MedCard holder.
Making me think of back to my college days with that read there when I was a bud tender. But anyway, are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you are, we have great news for you. That would be Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Fox Lake. They are now a part of the CHGO team. I love Ray. Can't wait to go see him. He's awesome on the CHGO Bears podcast. We have him on every other week. But at Ray CDJR, you will always be able to shop one of Chicago's largest inventories and find unforgettable savings right now. Jeep Adventure Days, Ray CDJR in Fox Lake. You'll be able to take up to 15% off MSRP on all new 2023 Jeep Gladiator models. And that's not all, through September the 30th. So get out there this weekend, explore their newly renovated showroom, take advantage of breathtaking deals as they celebrate the grand reopening. I'm sure there's more deals to come too, but that's the deal going on right now. So if you are in the market for a new vehicle, you have to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because they are the only team that we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit Ray CDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com today, serving the community since 1963. Just enjoying some of those comments in the old Chattarooski about the things that we, the people that we partner with here at CHGO, who are amazing people, damn it. I love all of them.
First off, we've got 34 likes, which I love because that's Walter Payton's number, but smash that like button. Let's get to maybe 51.
I've been setting it sure. 76 goals. I like it. 51's that's after 34.
That reasonable.
Let's hit some Bears numbers here.
Butkus.
Yeah.
Mongo.
Alonzo Matt, Spellman.
Matt is not he's giving us $20, and I don't think he's in a positive space right now.
Yeah, Matt Super Chat $20 says, what do you think are the odds of the Bears losing to the 0-3 Broncos in Week 4 and to the 0-9 Panthers in Week 10 for the ultimate Caleb tank, 0-17, baby? They're not, look, I mean, this is still a soft schedule. There are wins out there. Like, this,
too many of them.
I was going to ask this. Like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, how good will it feel if we win on Sunday? Will it even feel good? Is it a good test and judgment of how the rest of the season can
go? I think
go?
It'll be fine because we've got that Panthers pick to cheer for. So let's that one do the tanking. Let's that one do the work.
Yeah.
I would answer it in it depends how it looks. If they eke out some lame-ass win and Fields plays bad, it's not going to feel good. Justin plays great and they win, it will feel good.
Yeah.
I think
it's like remember when they beat the Texans last year and the post game was we were all in here and down because it was such a horrible win
terrible.
That was basically just saved by Roquan Smith at the last minute.
Yes. It'll feel like that.
It's going to be interesting.
We got on that post game show and we're like, that wasn't great.
Shout out to Enrique with $2 super chat. He says, what time is the CHGO Marathon Pod? Let's go Bears. Thank you for asking, Enrique. The CHGO Marathon Pod goes every Tuesday, and we've got a cool library of that going back. We just had Larry Holly of WGN in talking about the marathon.
Tuesday at 11, right?
Tuesday at 11. And next week's is in flux. We're trying to effort a guest that may not be able to come in at that time, but follow CHGO Sports on Twitter for that. So, but, yeah, appreciate
all right,
you asking.
All right.
All right, let's talk a little Cubs.
I mean, look at the beautiful set. We're just got the lights on today.
Let's go Cubs.
Cubs right now as we speak at 2:33 on Thursday afternoon are 82-76. They are tied for the third spot in the wild card standings with the Marlins.
But they're not. They're behind.
The Marlins own the tiebreaker. Any tiebreaker that basically exists, the Cubs are on the wrong side of because of they've lost the season series against some of these teams that are competing with them. You think the Cubs need to go 4-0 to finish this thing off? Even then, they're not guaranteed. But
you know what? I mean, it's just painful when you look at it. Just on a very take the whole season into account. Should they be in the playoffs? Should they not be in the playoffs? You can all pick apart games that they should have won. Obviously, the last two games, you feel like they could have won them both, at least one of them, and be up a game. The Cubs' run differential, just on the year, just to name it here, is plus 99.
It's crazy.
The Marlins are minus 58. All right? So that's 157 run difference. 157.
Yeah.
Yet right now we're behind the Marlins. That sucks. That just like if you were to
well, when you put together as bad of a May as and you know Cody went through a lot of this last night on the podcast. When you put together a May that was awful, and then everyone in your bullpen gets hurt and can't finish the season, and you're in a worse spot than the Bears secondary or the Bears offensive line, and you're just shuffling things around and trying to get things done. Like, what's going to happen?
Yep, and
sad. I'm sad.
I hear. You know, their general manager, whatever.
I think the process has been good.
Carter Hawkins or Jed?
No, I'm talking about Jed. Whatever his title is, the president now? I don't know.
I think the process has been good. You didn't overcommit to a lot of expensive contracts of the previous core. As much as it hurt to rip that Band-Aid off, you're not sitting here still owing $150 million to Javi Baez to, you know, do whatever it is he does anymore.
That's
you're developing some good players. you know, at least you made the right bet on Cody Bellinger. Now you're going to have to sign the big check in the offseason. You do highlight the run differential. And to me, like, that's what drives me nuts about analytics people, because people will sit there and say, well, yeah, it doesn't matter. The result of this game doesn't matter because look at the long picture. But the long picture, even, you know, small one game is a small sample size, but 162 games can also be a small sample size. We're seeing now. Yeah. So
this is Stroman's time to shine. This is it. I mean,
sure, why not?
Right? Go all out.
You're losing like every Justin Steele start now, which is crazy, whether it's his fault or not.
Yeah, I mean, his previous two were his fault on two nights
last
ago.
Last night, of course.
Two nights ago,
yeah.
Not necessarily his fault, although he just fell apart in the sixth inning. Like, he suddenly was giving up all the hard contact and was like, oh, he's cooked.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of the bullpen. So,
you
know,
I
don't know.
It's a long season. You need a lot of things to go right.
I think they're in – I'm actually fine with the Cubs, whether they make it or not. I mean, they're relevant in the late September. Isn't that all we wanted?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like
– like, this team's not winning the World Series. Like, there's zero chance. I don't like, oh, just get into the playoffs and maybe win. No, look at the team. They're not going to win the World Series.
Well, especially so, like, with this last week, seeing them against
the
Atlanta Braves.
No, the last month. They're 11-13 right. In September, 6-13 right. In the last
but
19.
But if you get
what,
this
no.
Close to playoffs, you might, like, yes, we
great.
Obviously
go,
want that.
Yeah, and then it's like against the Diamondbacks in 2007 or the Dodgers in 2008,
so what?
Whatever.
Better to get into the playoffs in the postseason than to not. Always.
I just don't think it's that big a deal. I think they're in a fine
I was
place.
Watching the game last night, and I thought, well, even if they somehow get in here, we're going to be here a week from now watching them against a better team.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same thing. Who's going to get these last nine outs? And not to say that you know, it's just they're not going to be the 2018 Washington Nationals.
No. Sorry.
I wanted them to sell off. I thought they'd be in a better position. Get rid of Bellinger. Get rid of Stroman. Keep on adding assets, get to a point where you can actually win a World Series. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare scenario as far as I'm concerned. You didn't sell off. You got nothing. Now you're blowing your chance to get in. I understand they weren't going to do anything. But I did – I when they were playing well, I got excited about the fact, like, maybe they could get in and win a round. Mm-hmm. It's a three-game series.
Sure.
Tell me that – I mean, you tell me they can't go beat the Brewers if they if,
sure.
Like, I think they can win two out of three in Milwaukee. It could happen.
Sure.
And if that happened, sure. It would be great for
Cody's
CHGO Cubs. It would be great for Cub fans. People would get into it. Then there would be real excitement. We'd have sports excitement back in the city. So they were kind of, at least in the general ballpark, close to doing something. Closer.
Just a couple weeks.
Matt Eberflus, but.
I'm with JP in the chat. Says the Cubs are poised to be in great position in the next several years. It would be great to get some of these rookies playoff experience, but they're set up well.
Listen, they blew it with the Diamondbacks, bottom line. You can't lose.
They lost 6-7.
Right, 3-4 at home, get swept down the road. All you had to do was play 500 ball there. They didn't come close.
It'd be a completely different story had they not won in 2016, and you wanted that shot, right? Then you would be...
Oh, yeah. It'd be way worse. We'd feel the way we feel about the Bears, about the Cubs right now. Right?
Agree.
Yeah.
2016 literally, in essence, ended my Cub fandom. Like, they did it.
It felt complete.
They crossed over.
You got to the top of Mount Everest.
I haven't, like, 2017.
It's like Coco. They crossed the Rainbow Bridge or whatever it is. Like,
I mean, 2017, went back to the NLCS, lost in five games to the Dodgers. I was like, okay. Whatever.
That's how I went with the Hawks. Yeah. I'm still living off the 3-6. I don't care. I mean, the tank and all that, whatever.
But
I would have
Google
liked
user
to experience a nice playoff run here.
And I don't think like next year or the year after is out of the question.
Yeah.
So like to me, it's like, okay, yeah, it'd be nice to get in, and but also we'd be sitting here with the same problems that we had this week and the week before. So I don't know. What'd you think of Acuna's celebration in the 10th inning? He gets the 70th stolen base and the Cubs are on the ropes and he stops it and does the Ricky Henderson base above the head. Everyone's going nuts.
can we have some fun in baseball?
I liked it.
I thought it was a bit of an overreaction by Boog and JD.
Were they offended?
Yeah, they were like, the Cubs need to win this game, and they're stopping for a video. Like, he just went 40-70. Dude, come on. One's ever done that.
We stopped for LeBron. We stopped a basketball game for LeBron James. Why not?
That was a random game in the middle of the season.
Honestly, I wish he had that much emotion for when the Cubs are winning. I don't get that whole situation.
It's weird.
It's too national, man.
I miss Len on the Cubs calls.
I mean, if we're going back in time, I honestly miss Harry freaking Carey.
Hey!
That's who. Well, I'm just, like, he's
Harry right now is tipping him back with Chet and Les. Okay.
I mean, Harry's clips are making their way around TikTok.
Yeah.
And they're so freaking
good. Unbelievable.
They're like, it's such a different level of listening enjoyment to what, and I say this in a way that broadcasters are forced to do today. There's no way you could do what Harry did and keep your gig. You have a 0% chance. But he got so...
It's very weird to me, though, that play-by-play right now is so analytical, so procedural, so dry, and no one just kind of does, especially in baseball, where that should probably be welcomed. Hey, let's just hang out for 9 innings and have a good time and talk about drinking beer and doing whatever.
Right.
I feel like some of them do.
Like who?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm being put on the spot. I just feel like it's not always dry. I feel like they have conversations. They're not always exciting.
But it was just different.
Benetti and Stone are...
Benetti's good.
Jason does a great job. There's no doubt about it.
It's different.
But it's not to what Kevin's talking about. It's sort of like the modern day.
Everyone's kind of the same guy from Syracuse.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're smart funny. They're not like everyday guy funny. Jason is like so smart, right? I mean, that dude could go to Harvard and be a law professor and call baseball games and probably be your doctor too. Harry Carey had the ability to get drunk, hang out, and be relatable, and read letters from people in Indianola, Iowa.
And then see you on Rush Street after the game.
Right. I mean, the guy, there's another video going around of him where he literally just has a stack of letters that were sent in, and he's just sitting there reading off, there's another one from, like, this is amazing. This is how it used to be. It was all one big dysfunctional Cubs family watching games at 1:20 with the one guy on the roof getting drunk. And I don't know. I'm going.
And it was amazing because you would watch it after school on Channel 9. You'd come home and watch it. And he was like a cartoon character, just like the other cartoons that were shown on WGN. And then you would go to Wrigley Field and like that guy would be up in the booth.
Right.
Hanging out, you know, singing like.
Literally,
I'm really happy I was alive for that. Happy I was like 10 years old for it.
I'm sorry, we're in old school land here, but like,
back
then, the seventh inning stretch was exciting. It literally was exciting.
Yeah,
like you rose like, hey, like you got like now it's like, okay, I got to get up and okay, they're gonna have a video or somebody like it's. I'm not saying it's not enjoyable, but it's not like that was an event.
Oh
you,
yeah,
you stayed till Harry, and then
it was like
left.
Seeing the Pope, the Pope come out on the balcony in St. Peter's Square.
Right.
That's not even an exaggeration.
It's
Casey.
True. Like they're down 8-1. The whole crowd is dead.
But guys, the reason you find it iconic, which I do believe it is, and I agree with you, is because it's not there anymore.
No, we knew it when like it was. We knew it was iconic when it was happening.
Yeah, but you feel strongly about it now too, because you miss it.
Yeah.
So that's part of it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Hey. mean, let's hear your best Harry Carey impersonation.
I can't do it.
Yeah, Casey,
yes, you can.
I don't. I need to work on it. You guys can't put me on the spot like that. Lawrence could
next
do it
week.
For me.
You got,
hey.
You got a week.
Oh, he dropped the fly ball. Here's a guy who grew up in Venezuela where it's sunny 360 days out of the year.
My,
and he loses the ball at the sun.
How do you do it? Do you just like hold your like voice back.
I feel like Law's got an impersonation of Ryan Dempster impersonating.
No, don't say Demp. No, it's Will Ferrell, but it's Will also Ferrell. That, what I was just doing was John Campanera. Remember him from the 90s?
I think it's a little bit more.
Here comes Dan Levy.
He's compared to the Pope.
I don't know what's going on here.
Jim said killer Lou Holtz impression.
One of my first times ever in the Cubs press box, old press box, they had like one bathroom and there were two urinals. Did I tell you this
story? I love this story.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I tell it every time. But it's just funny. Like, you know, I'm 24 years old. For everything I just said, like, worship Harry Carey. I'm sitting in there, I'm peeing, and here walks in Harry.
It's
a small bathroom. He's right next to me. He's closer than me and Casey are right now. And I was just like, do I say hello? I mean, we're, you know, you normally in that situation, you don't say hello, but I'm like, Harry, how are you?
I would have.
And he's just like, I'm like, oh, not a great day. He's like, nah, it's the ball club. Like, it was like the year of 97 when they started 0-14. Like, he was pissed that they sucked. And that's what he wanted. it was bugging Harry early season.
I love it.
I peed with Harry. By the way,
did not pee next to each other?
Did not peek. And yes, we did. We peed next to each other. I peed next to Harry.
My only icon up there in the Wrigley Field press box area, it was not the bathroom, thankfully, but Bob Uecker held the door open for me, and I was like, oh, Uke, Hall of Famer, just held the door open for me.
Yeah.
Now, I have peed next to Jerry Krause.
You peed next to Krause?
In Maryvale, Arizona, at the Brewers Spring Training Complex when he was, you know, doing...
I think this is a TikTok idea. Who have you peed next to?
Yeah.
famous Chicago athlete have you peed next to?
There you go.
Who would you, or if you haven't, who would you like to pee next to?
All right. Sometimes peeing is stressful, which should not be stressful.
There it is.
Peeing next to someone is stressful. Buying tickets to your favorite events should not be stressful. And Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals, and you can forget planning on months in advance because Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. So if, like, you're a Denver Broncos fan and you're flying to the Bears, you know, would have been silly to buy those tickets in April when they were at the zenith because ticket prices have come down, and by the time noon comes around, everyone wants
the
to be hanging out.
That's where I watched Harry Carey.
Zenith.
There you go. Right.
What's the get-in price for the...
If Carm was paying attention, he would have laughed at that.
What's the get-in price for Soldier Field on Sunday?
Looks like we got $97 here in...
there you go.
...in 446.
I'm telling you, if you're on the Game Time app, wait until at least till like noon on Saturday.
Yeah, wait until, wait until like 10 o'clock at our tailgate on
Sunday. It's very simple. You come to the tailgate. If prices drop to the, you know, to a really low level, you buy them. Otherwise, if they don't, you wait till literally game time and buy them on your walkover.
I don't have tickets to Connor Bedard's regular season home debut yet. I'm going to be using game time for it. Because you can get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Game time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, game time will credit you 110% of the difference. This is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You can get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy those tickets in a matter of seconds. And the tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email or your spam filter or anything. Anyway, snag the tickets without the stress of game time. Download the game time app, create an account, and use the code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right.
I'll tell you, your Blackhawks, what do you think the cheapest seat is to get in tonight? It's preseason. This would be, last year at this time, it would be $1. $5 all day.
What is it?
Not
like $37?
This year.
$30. And that's only one ticket there. Like, if I was doing the scalper market, I'd buy that now because the next cheapest is $38.
The Sox tickets today were like $1.
$1.
That place is still empty.
It's bad.
I heard they sold out the actual $1 tickets that they made available. Herb Lawrence told me that.
Your boy Boogie says Kevin is urinal shy. Not normally, but everyone has their moments.
two things on the chat here. Your boy Boogie, Jerry Krause, it was we need to have lunch just for that comment right there, because if he didn't hear Mike, he would have won zero. And Dan Levy, Carm, didn't you see Rahm Emanuel in the gym locker room? Yes, I did. The full Rahm coming right at me. Towel.
Come on.
How can you be the mayor of Chicago and not wear a towel? Seriously.
I mean, I think that's why you don't wear the towel. You're the mayor.
You're the mayor.
I don't love this conversation.
You could transition to an ad read if you
like. I don't
want to
think about it.
I mean, if you go to...
The mayor should have his business covered.
He should.
I don't know what they do. Transition into a Lori Lightfoot conversation, Casey. I mean, right. Want to have.
Can you imagine if the full Lightwood coming at you?
The full Lightwood. That's not even the name of the
Lightfoot,
former mayor.
The full Lightfoot. Come on. The full anybody. If you go to the gym and you're showering at the gym,
we'll never forget you, Laura Lightwood.
I miss Lightfoot.
Okay.
All right. We've been walking down memory lane today.
We don't have any other ad rates to do in this segment?
No, we don't.
Okay. Okay.
Today is the 25th anniversary of game 163 between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, my God.
Which was a great, great game.
I remember
Cubs
that.
Won it 5-3. I want to put Carmen Lawrence to the test. I want you to tell me.
Oh, boy.
Who the starting lineup was for the Cubs that day. I'm not saying an order, but I'm just going to tell you position. You tell me who started at that position.
What year is this?
Leading off in center. Leading off in center field.
Lance Johnson.
Juan Pierre?
98.
No, Lance Johnson.
I don't know. Why are you asking me this stuff? What do I know?
Then we'll go just with Carmen Lawrence.
Lance Johnson sounds like Lightwood.
I'm going to do well here.
Second base.
Sounds like we're just doing
more. Morandini.
Right field.
Sammy.
First base,
Gracie.
Left field,
H-Rod. Henry O. Nice. Henry Rodriguez.
Who was the first? Okay, so then who was the first person to pinch hit for H-Rod, and then he took his spot in left field? This will be a tough one.
Was it Glenn Allen Hill?
In 1998, he pinch hit for Henry Rodriguez.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
So that's got to be. I'm assuming it's a right-hander, right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Right-handed backup outfielder on the '98 Cubs.
I mean, what are we doing here? Matt Merton? I don't know. All my.
It was not Matt Merton. That was way after.
You got the right.
Oh, Matt Mervis.
No.
No, he's new. He's a new guy.
You got the right.
Matt Mieske.
Matt Mieske. There we go.
Matt Mieske.
Let's go.
Where's Del Mendo? That's a huge
third base.
Gaetti.
Catcher.
Service.
Nope.
Hank White?
No.
No.
It wasn't Scott Service?
Not Scott Service. Nor was it Sandy Rodriguez.
Who was the other catcher on the 98 Cubs?
Hundley?
Paul Bacco?
No. I think High Sox.
Oh, and it wasn't Sandy Martinez. High Sox, backup catcher, 98 Cubs.
I would think Lawrence would know this guy.
It's not Henry Blanco?
No.
I don't have it.
Tyler Houston.
Sure.
Oh, that's terrible that I didn't get that. I love Tyler Houston.
Shortstop.
Jeff Blauser.
No.
No?
He was on that team. But
Ricky Gutierrez?
Nope.
No, that was after that. Blauser didn't play short in the wild card game?
Did not.
Well, he got maybe he was hurt.
I forgot that this guy was on the 98 Cubs, but he was kind of a key piece going forward.
He's kind of a key piece.
Gonzalez.
I mean, not a big piece, but.
Not Gonzalez.
No.
I don't have it.
Jose Hernandez.
Ooh, I loved Jose Hernandez.
And then do you know who started the game?
It's Traxel.
There you go. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Wow, Tyler Houston, left-handed hitting catcher.
You want to do one more to keep this crosstown fair to the crosstown audience? Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of the White Sox clinching the AL West at Comiskey Park.
Okay.
They played the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
Now, this will be a little tougher because it was a little bit of a different lineup.
I got it. No problem.
All right.
I probably not at all.
Right field.
Harold.
Ellis Burks, baby.
Ellis Burks caught the final
out. My guy.
We're not talking 83. That's 40 years.
93.
So we're 30 years ago.
We're talking about the 93 team. Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Sorry. That's why it was
second base.
Ellis Burks led off for the 93 White Sox. Wow, that's great. This is gonna be. I'm in the not comfort zone. Second base. I'm gonna suck here. 93. Don't know.
Craig Graybeck.
The little hurt. God bless him.
Little hurt. Yeah.
First base.
That'd be Frank Thomas.
I knew that one.
DH.
94, 93. That's George Bell.
Yep. Left field.
Left field, 93.
I mean, is Bo Jackson the answer?
Bo Jackson.
Really?
Hit the big home run in that one game.
Well, that's
towering shots.
I was surprised. I would have.
Okay. Yeah, center maybe. Yeah.
Didn't know they put him in the outfield.
Third base. Period.
Robin.
Center field.
One dog?
No. Yeah, Lance Johnson.
One dog, yeah.
Making another appearance.
Yeah, there it is.
Catcher.
Carco.
Karkovice. Shortstop.
Ozzie.
And your starting pitcher.
Blackjack.
Young guy.
Oh.
Alex Fernandez. Wilson Alvarez.
Wilson Alvarez.
Yeah.
Nice work.
There we go.
You were faster with that one than you were with the Cubs.
Still got it, Carm. You still got it. Your memory is still there.
That team should have won the World Series in 94.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair. It's fair.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was this the – they clinched the division and then they lost to the Blue Jays? That's when the Jordan thing was happening?
Yeah, Jordan, right, like that.
Yeah, yeah. Pat O'Brien.
I'm glad we went down memory lane.
It's so crazy. I went back and looked at the Chicago Tribune like the morning after, and like Missy Isaacson, like, you know, top story. They must have just rushed to get that thing up. Like Michael Jordan retiring. What was he doing? Like, what was he doing? Showing up everyone and like cutting the White Sox down at that moment.
October 6th, 1993. Rumors were flying. He left.
That was also a better. That was also a better time when there was no Woj and no Shams. There was no Twitter. You know what I mean? It just leaked out of the ballpark.
Yep, word got around, started buzzing, and then life ended. But then it came back. I remember like having a moment like a month later. I'm like, oh, he could actually come back.
JP, is that on your campaign to be Golden Bachelor? Vote Carm for the next.
Carm would be the Silver Bachelor.
Yeah.
How about them?
I would love, Carm.
Yes,
you,
Casey.
I feel like if you did that, you would send everybody home on the first day. You wouldn't pick anyone.
You're all out of here. Y'all.
You'd be too picky.
Yeah.
Right.
No, no, no. I find the good in people.
You do. I'm kidding.
It's one of my, it's my New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to pitch that to, what channel is it on? ABC. Carm as the Silver Bachelor.
The Carm.
Coming next fall.
Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've ever worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by the lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you buy them. And together with their customers, Shady Rays is providing much-needed support to nonprofit partners across the U.S. through Shady Rays Impact, from building play sets for pediatric cancer patients to providing young adults with MS the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Shady Rays is making an impact in your community and others like it now and for years to come. If you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop. Their team always has your back. And exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code CHGO for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people.
Shout out to Keith Riggle, to my guy Dylan, to your boy Boogie, and first time ever joining the show, Valus Jones Jr. 12, you should be saving your money too. This is
Bayless?
I'm not so certain that Bayless is getting a second NFL contract. All right. Hey, the official sports betting partner of the NFL is giving you a can't-miss offer for your NFL betting pleasures. You know it. You love it. Our friends at DraftKings. New customers, you bet $5, you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings, every week they go above and beyond. They hook you up with two game day deals. All customers can take advantage of those two new offers every single game day. Check the app, see what you get. I always find that to be a very exciting moment on my Sunday. Are they thinking along with me? Are they coming up with stuff that I didn't think of? Am I going to play the DraftKings bet? It's kind of a fun way to, you know, decide if you're gonna, how you're going to make your money. Kevin's a great bettor.
No, I'm not.
Well, you always have stuff on the line. You're in the game. You play the game. How's that?
Yeah.
Lawrence, too. Download now that app and use that code, CHGO, to sign up. New customers can take home $200 of bonus bets instantly just for betting the $5. That's code CHGO only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem calling 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance, so use those bonus bets when you have them. That's free money. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply.
All right. So let's finish it off. Do the Bears win on Sunday?
I'm going to be picking the Broncos.
Casey.
Oh, I have to pick the Bears for, yeah, a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot?
I think I'm going with the Bears win. I think they put it together.
Yeah.
I'm with Carm.
I'm going to reserve the right to switch. I'm going to look and see where the money is. If the money really is on Denver, if that's where the gambling public is going, then I'll pick the Bears. Barring that, I'm taking Denver.
I think that maybe the Bears, Matt Eberflus has lost the Bears a little bit. I can't imagine anyone in that Broncos locker room liking Sean Payton at this point.
Do they respect him, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Going with the Bears.
Chi-Town 65 threw us $5 to say hits equals hits is terribly sorry.
I like that.
Sure. Okay. I think we can do better.
All right, this has been the Chicago Sports Podcast. I'm Kevin Kada, Casey Sandhar, Mark Harmon, Lawrence Benedetto. Appreciate you hanging out with us for the last hour or so. Love all those likes. And we'll see you back here next Thursday, right before the Bears take on Washington.
Go Bears!